Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is the founder and CEO of Armara, based in Marseille, France, Mr. Floris Schorsch. Hello, Floris. Welcome to this interview.
Hello, Bo. Thanks to invite me for the interview. Thank you.
You are most welcome. Besides being good friends, we know each other since several years, but for the occasional, hopefully thousands of viewers watching this interview, why don't you start by telling our viewers and readers and followers who you are and how did you start your career in logistics from the beginning?
Okay. I started my career almost 30 years ago as a seaman on the French maritime vessels of CMA CGM, so container ships. I was a deck officer and engineer for about 4 or 5 years. And then I joined the head office of CMA CGM in Marseille. And I stayed there about 10 years dealing with operations, with commercial activity, line management. I had the chance to spend 4 years as expat in Ukraine and in Chile.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and back in 2007, when I went back from Chile, I took over the department of Project Cargo of CMA CGM. Now it is named the XXL department.
Yeah.
So we were developing all the project out of gauge cargo on the container ships. And in 2011, I wanted to create my own company. And at that time, we were good friends with you and your partner, Peter Jensen, at Martin Ventures. So we decided together to make a joint venture in Marseille and to open Martin Ventures France, which was a fantastic adventure, which I have done until 2022, where I have decided to pursue an old dream and to become a ship owner. So I ended the adventure of Martin Ventures 3 years ago to create Armara, and here we are. So Armara is a small ship owner active in the short sea sector in Europe, so North Europe and Med. And we own one small coaster of 3,800 tons deadweight, named the Armara Jules Verne, from the famous writer. And we do mainly bulk cargo, but also break bulk and also project cargo.
It's interesting career you have had. You've been around the world. You've seen something more than just the suburbs of Marseille, so to speak. You've really been around, and you have a versatile background. How does it feel now to be? I mean, you had a dream to own your own vessel, and it's a totally different kettle of fish than working for a big ship owner with 300, 400 ships, isn't it? I mean, now you have to find cargo for your own ship, and it costs you every day. How is the? It must be a big change in when you wake up every day. Big feeling, isn't it?
It definitely, it's a huge challenge, especially when you only have one vessel. You're a small ship owner, and basically you have to deal with everything from the commercial activity of booking cargo, finding next rates, to operations of dealing with the agent, with the captain, and but also I am dealing. We own our own vessel, so we have to deal with everything from the delivery of paint of tools. No, it's extremely challenging, but it's also a fantastic journey.
It's you get up every morning and you only have yourself, maybe your wife to report to, but generally yourself, right? How do you make sure, Floris, to get yourself known besides this interview, of course? How do you find cargo in the market? You speak to old contacts from the past, or do you go to freight forwarders? Do you go to charterers, big ship? Who do you approach?
A mix of all of them. In fact, when it comes to Project Cargo, of course, I am discussing with the project forwarders, but it can be as well with sometime some customers that we know from the past. When it comes to dry bulk or break bulk, this is most of the discussions are done with the cargo brokers.
Understand. And tell us about the vessel you have, the Amara Sylvain. What type of vessel you mentioned, the size a little bit, but for our viewers who are not into whether it's 5 or 3,000 ton, tell us a bit about length. What can it take? What have you carried as example?
It's I mean, they are called mini bulkers.
Mini bulk,
So
that's correct.
it's a small vessel of 90 meters in length
Okay.
and 12 and a half in width. And the advantage is that it is only one cargo hold, box
Okay.
shape.
Box shape, yeah.
So it's very convenient we to carry containers or project cargoes. And yeah, no crane, so no big project or no special ports without any cranes. But in Europe, we don't need it. Most of the ports they are equipped with everything, with the
Yes.
cranes and.
Yes. And what is the draft? You can go into shallow waters, I suppose, as well.
We go to into shallow waters, so the max draft is 5.5.
Oh, yeah.
But in some ports, generally in England, we even lay a ground at low tide.
Okay. Wow.
So
That's.
these are called the Napsa ports. So
Oof.
yeah, when
Wow.
the tide is low, so you stay on the ground or I mean on the can be sand, not on every ground of course, but sand or soil. So
Incredible. So you go and collect the fish for dinner there.
almost you can
That's
inspect the propeller while you are in
yes,
the port. So.
that you wouldn't have a picture of something like that, would you? That would really be
I will
interesting,
find out. I don't know if I have one of my own vessel, but I can show
think.
you. Yeah, I can share that.
Very interesting. So, can you elaborate a little bit? Tell us some of the, let's say, projects or cargoes that you have handled since you started. Some.
Recently, it was 2 months ago in July, we did ship three transformers of 180 tons from
Wow.
Portugal to France.
Wow, fantastic.
So.
That's really. I de definitely, I'm sure some of our viewers would be very interested because sometimes, yeah, we know all the big coastal operators, Vertom and whatnot. There are some big ones out there, but sometimes big is not always beautiful. And you are the owner, can take decision, and probably your customer service is better than many of the big ones, I'm sure.
Definitely, of
Yeah.
course. But the advantage of our small vessels is that we can call basically any small ports in Europe.
Yeah.
So basically, I've never been calling Le Havre, for example. We
No.
always go to the small nearby ports. As a vessel is not so wide, you can easily load or discharge heavily by a mobile crane.
Yeah. It's
And
interesting to hear you mentioned the fancy name port, big name ports. Very often the service in those ports is not very good, but the small port nearby, much more flexible, very easy, and never any headaches. But the big ones always have some admin or delays or and you are thrown out, so to speak, right?
It happens quite often, yes.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to add that we are not only providing just the vessel for the shipment, but we can also arrange the storage plan, the lashing
Oh,
calculation, and even we have some partners with who we work who can arrange a welding on board. So
yeah.
we can offer the full package for the transport from port to port.
Yeah. Do you get involved in door to door if needed? I mean, you do have the forwarding experience from Martin Bencher and so on. If a customer comes to you and say, "Look, I want this transformer delivered to foundation," or can you do that, or do you prefer to just kind of do the sea voyage?
For the time being, we concentrate only on the sea voyage. But of
Yeah.
course, we have some good partners who can do it if the customer requires to do the on carriage or the delivery. So
Yeah. So
we could assist in this
you,
part.
yeah. Or you can recommend somebody that the customer could use, for example. I mean,
Exactly, yeah.
yeah. And that means freight forwarders, which are many of the viewers of this channel here, freight forwarders are also your customers, I suppose.
Exactly, yes, for
Yeah.
Project Cargo,
Okay.
definitely.
Okay. Very good. How many crew do you have on a ship like that, and what flag is the vessel?
We have 8 crews on board, and the flag is European. Is we have chosen the Latvia flag.
Latvia. Okay. Latvia flag and 8 crew. Are the crew from different nationality or Ukraine or Europe or
For the
Russia?
officers, it's quite common to have a mix of Ukrainian and Russian.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're all very professional because despite all the events, they are able to work together and
Yeah, of course.
they are seamen. And for the rating, for the crew, this is, could be Filipino, could be Indonesian.
But that's normal. That's like most vessels nowadays. I mean, I'm from Denmark, as you know, and you're from France. I mean, no youngsters apparently want to go to sea anymore. They just want to look on YouTube how it is, you know. So it's not easy to find seafarers in our own country now. How do you see the market at the moment? Is it down? Is it up? Are there things moving intra-Europe?
Market is very challenging for the moment. I mean, on our business, we have a regular seasonality where the summer is generally the slack season.
Right.
So hopefully we are coming to the end of the summer now, and we hope that the factories will open and that the volume will come back quickly.
Yeah.
So it's a bit challenging for the moment. And yeah, I hope we could see the economy in Europe moving a bit better, so to create more volumes.
Is there any particular, of course, you have one vessel, so you can't say you're doing only this trade lane. You go anywhere, but has there been any, let's say, excessive quantity of ports? For example, have you done more in the UK, or from where to where? Where have you been in Europe with your vessel?
I mean, first, we operate on spot basis, so it's purely a tramping vessel. So we go where the cargo is bringing us. But in fact, we are generally trading around France, UK, and Spain.
So in this.
But we can go anywhere. It could be Norway, it could be Baltic, or Intramed as well.
That's Norway and Spain. Interesting. Now, but for sure, as you know, I'm chairman of this network called CLC. We have some members in those countries. I'll send those contact details to you so they know about you. I think that's I'll do that after this interview. Very interesting, Floris. And looking back now, you say 3 years in Amara now. You've been 3 years. Looking back now, was it a, after all, even the market is down, was it a good decision, do you feel?
Yes, it's still a very good decision. I do not regret it. It's challenging, way more difficult than my past life as a project for water, but every job is different. But this one is really a tough one,
Yes, of
but
course.
still a nice one.
And the freedom, it says it all, I guess. And if CMA CGM came with a big offer, come back, then you will still stay in Amara, I'm sure.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it's as you say, the freedom of being your own boss, and it has no price.
Now
But who knows, huh?
it's
We never know.
never close any doors. That's also one thing I've learned in shipping. We always meet again. That's you never slam any doors because you never know. Next time, the one you slammed the door in the face to is your boss.
Yeah,
So
maybe CMA CGM tomorrow they want to open a coaster division, and
yes, why
who
not?
knows?
Yeah, who knows? They certainly can afford it. But when you look at how do you go about marketing yourself? Of course, as you mentioned, your own contacts, forwarders, and so on. But do you attend any trade fairs? Do you, of course, you are a one-man band, so to speak, so you can't delegate to all your staffs, I guess. How do you market yourselves online or?
I mean, we have our website, of course, and yes, we attend the main breakbulk event. It's funny to see that even the breakbulk event, which initially was for the project cargo, in Europe, you will find all the poster players coming there. So the brokers, the owners. So we also attend generally the breakbulk in Rotterdam and the XXL in Antwerp.
But so that means I think XXL Antwerp is on next month, isn't it? So I believe so. So you'll be going to Antwerp
Yeah.
this year. Understand. That's a good idea. Yeah, I go myself to Breakbulk in Houston, but of course that's more for the Americas, I guess. No, but certainly that's very interesting. And do you have any plans to, although the market is low, do you have any plans for another vessel, or you are just focusing now on filling up the one you've got?
I mean, there are always plans to expand the fleet. Of course, the timing is not the perfect one for the moment, but when it will be better, then yeah, I mean, we need to reach a kind of critical size,
Yeah.
which is generally in our business 4 or 5 vessels. So that will be the midterm, long-term target. Yeah.
Yeah. Could there be an idea in you pooling your resources or joining up with someone in the same position as you with only a couple of vessels under the belt?
That could definitely be an option, yes. I mean, to gather forces and to be stronger, yes.
Yeah, because there are a couple of owners out there. I'm sure that perhaps you don't know them, they don't know you. I mean, it might be a win-win for you both. You could reach more market share in that case.
Exactly. I mean, the difficulty for us with only one vessel is when we have to catch the next cargo, then we don't have any flexibility in case we get delayed by a storm or for with some port operation. So,
No.
which is the advantage when we have a fleet is that you can swap the vessels
Yeah.
and manage to still be on time and catch the next cargo. So it's definitely an advantage to gather forces. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'll make a note of that here. I'll make a note of that. Very good, Floris. Yes, but interesting, clear, and concise answers to whatever I had in store for you here, and I think yeah, very, very informative. I think many of our viewers will be interested to know that they have, you mentioned these transformers from Portugal to France. I mean, that's something like that, because sometimes you need the short sea solution. You can always find a deep sea one with the big carriers, but from on a short distance, sometimes it's not so easy. And then there you are. So you could be the solution, I think.
Yeah, we also carried a couple, I mean, 2 or 3 years ago, a couple of windmill shipments. Could be
Oh,
it was
yeah.
windmill blades, tower sections.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, on deck and under deck. So we, I mean, of course, we are a small vessel, so we cannot carry blades of 130 meters. But
No.
as long as the blades are 50 meters or less, then it fits perfectly our cargo hold and our vessel.
Yeah, fantastic. No, for sure that there's going to be, I'm sure it's the sun will shine on you with this, and the market will grow better. I should say many, many thanks, Floris, for this efficient and concise interview. My pleasure to have had you here.
Many thanks to you again, and yeah, it was a pleasure to talk to you.
You're welcome. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Floris Schorsch. He's the founder and CEO of Amara, a ship-owning company based in Marseille, France. Floris has a long and distinguished career in both container shipping and project cargo shipping, so he knows what he talks about, and he's not an arrogant ship owner. Of them, we have enough, as you all know. So keep in touch, continue to watch and read Project Cargo Weekly. And from me, editor, thank you very much.